Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a schuss for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Lazib Kogam Karov, Chana Rezel Basmir Rivka, Leda Kali, Yalad Bar Vishalim, Baramach Evar Vishasa Gidov, La Richus Yamim, Vishanim Tovos, and for Reb Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, La Baracha Ben Hatzlach B'chomas Yadov, and La Ili Nishmas, Alexander Zusha Ben Reb Yosef. I thank the sponsors of this and other shiurim. We are basing this on the Sefer Harei Kedem, Chelek Aleph and Simon Reish Yud Beis. We're going to be talking about the Inyan of Tainus Esther. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tanios, Halacha Yates, writes, Kol Atzomos Eilu Asidim Libota Limos HaMashiach. All these fasts are going to be nullified when Mashiach comes. So, the suffix is, if Limos HaMashiach, we are going to fast on Tainus Esther, and maybe the Rambam is only talking about the other fasts, or maybe this that the Rambam says all the fasts are going to be nullified includes Tainus Esther. And the yesod of the suffix is that we can say that even though all the Taniyos were decreed because of the tsaros that happened, they are going to be transformed into Sason v'Simcha, like the Navi says, in the future. But Tainus Esther is connected to Purim, and that's a Kiyum Mesuyam and Simchas Purim, as we're going to see in Ritz Hashem. And if that's the case, just like Purim is never going to be nullified, so too, maybe Tainus Esther is never going to be nullified because it is part of the Seder HaYomtiv of Purim. Look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Yudches, who writes, Ve'af al pisha kol zikron hatzaros yivotol, shenemar ki nishkichu hatzaros harishonos v'chinis drumei nai, yimei apurim lo yivotlu, shenemar, v'mei apurim elo yavri mitoch ha-yehudim, v'zichem l'yosef mizarim. Even though the memory of all of the tzaros is going to be nullified, as it says that I forgot the earlier tzaros and they were hidden from my eyes, the days of Purim are never going to be nullified. As it says, the days of Purim are never going to pass through the Jew, pass by the Jews, and their memory will not cease from their seed. So, Pashtus Lashon HaRambam Kol Zikaron HaTzaros Yibatel is mashma that Tainus Esther is also going to be batel. That's also a memory of a tzara that the Jews fasted for their terrible decree of Haman. On the other hand, from the question, from the language of the Rambam says, even though all Zikar and Tzaros are going to be batal, but look weiter, it says, Yimei HaPurim lo yibatlu. So it could be that Tainus Esther is not going to be batal, because that's included in the end part of the Rambam, that Yimei HaPurim lo yibatlu. All the tzaros are going to be batal, but Yimei Purim and everything connected to Purim, including Tainus Esther, is not going to be batal. Lo yavru l'tov mitoch ha-yehudim. In the Tshuvas HaGaonim, in Otzer Shut HaGaonim Legila Oslamed Hei, there's an opinion that in a leap year, we fast on Tainus Esther and Adar Rishon as well. And from this would it would appear that the din of Tainus Esther has a Taras Kiyum Bifnei Atzmo, has an independent status, and it's not only part of Purim, because in Adar Rishon we don't keep Purim. So the Fizeh would be logical to say that it will be Batal, since it has its own individual status and it's not necessarily connected in Shaykh to the Simcha of Purim. However, we don't paskin like this day in the Gaonim. So we can say that this suffix depends on a machlokas rishonim. Before the Megillas Tainus was batal, it was usher to fast on the days before and after those days mentioned in Megillas Tainus. And if that's the case, we have to understand how they fasted on Tainus Esther, which is always on the day before Purim. So Purim is mentioned in Megillas Tainus. How are they fasting on Tainus Esther, when you're not allowed to fast the day before a day mentioned in Megillas Tainus? The Ran discusses this, and he writes there in the name of the Ravid, Yud gimel eino doma l'shar taniyos d'zikron hula neis shenasibo. Ve'od sheish lenu smach b'kosu sham v'kasher kimu al mafshim divrei tzomitz leimar shekshem shekibul aleim lasis yomtuv ka kibul aleim divrei tzomitz v'zakosam k'leimar lasis tainis b'chol shana v'shana. So you see from this Ran that Purim is shy, Tainis Esther is shaykh b'yisoda to Pursume Nisa and the other days of Purim. And therefore, it's not a stira to the Simcha and you're allowed to fast the day before Purim. Because the reason you're not allowed to fast normally is because it's a stira to the Simcha and that's not shaykh on Tainis Esther. And that's what he says. It's a zikaron hu l'neis shenasibo. It's also a memory of the miracle. And also we have a smach b'kasuv. It says, just like the Jews kept the divrei tzomos, kasher kimu nafshim divrei tzomos, just like they kept the yantif, just like they accepted upon themselves yantif, they also accepted upon themselves the tzomos, that every year they're going to make a fast. So you see an interconnection, a relationship between the fast and the yantif of Purim. So memela, just like Purim is continuous, so too the fast, because the fast is part of the simcha. And just like Megillas Tainis wasn't Mevatel Tainis Esther, so to La'asid Lavo, Tainis Esther isn't going to be Batel as it's because it has the status of being part of Purim. However, in the parish of the Ibn Ezra to Megillas Esther, he explains that this Pasuk Divrei Atzomus is referring to the other four Taneos that are Midivrei Kabbalah. And the Pasuk is saying that just like these other days of Tainis are Midivrei Kabbalah, so to Purim is Midivrei Kabbalah, and that is not like the Ravid, because we saw the Rana brings the Ravid, who says that this is talking Tafka about Megillas Esther, about Tainis Esther. However, look in the Rambam in the fifth parak of Fichos Taneos Halacha, he writes, "Uviyud gimel ba'adar zecher l'tani Tainis shesanu bimei Haman shenemar divrei hatsomos v'zaakosam." And on 13th of Adar, memory of the Tainis that they fasted in the time of Haman, as it says, Divrei Tzomus V'Zakosam. So we see that this Pasuk of Divrei Tzomus V'Zakosam is talking indeed about Tainis Esther, not like the Ibn Ezra. And this Rambam might be L'shitaso, that Tainis Esther is B'chlal Yemei HaPurim, before we had a suffix in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is that even though the other Tzomus are going to be nullified, Purim won't be. And that Purim includes Tainis Esther. Even though the other Tzaras won't be nullified, Purim and Tainis Esther won't be nullified. That's the contrast in the Rambam. That's the way the Grizzler in the Rambam. So Memela, the Rambam here would then be L'shitaso, that Tainis Esther is part and parcel of Purim, and Memela it's not going to be Batel. And it would appear that we can say that if Tainis Esther is Shaykh to Purim, and to the Simcha of Purim, so it's mistaber that it's part of the Divrei Kabbalah of Takana Simchas Purim. It's like Takana Simchas Purim is Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Hanavi, so too is the Tainis Esther. Now the Rama writes in Tafresh Peivav Siv Beis that Tainis Esther is not a Chova, v'lachen yesh lahakal bo yesh mishar taniyos l'koy ve'inay mechadoyme. So if you have a person that has an eye ache, recently I've been Zilcha, I would never know what an eye ache is, but recently I've had some eye aches. Hashem should give me refuah shleima, b'soch sha'ar cholei Yisrael. Akopanim, Tainis Esther is not a chov, and therefore if a person has an eye ache, it hurts me enough, I have a nice excuse to eat on Tainis Esther. Who would want to eat Tainis? It's fun to fast. But in the Hagos Maimoni, at the beginning of Hichos Taneios, he writes that maybe it's a chova. And based on the foregoing, we can explain that if it's Shaykh to the Chiv of Yimei Purim, then we can say it's a Tainis of Chova. However, from the Rambam, it's Mashmah, from the Pasuk of Divrei Tzomos, is not a Takana L'Doros. Rather, it's a Tainis that was Bimei Haman, and Kizecher L'Zeh, we have a Tainis L'Doros. According to that, it's not a Chiv Klal. If you say that it's Shaykh to Purim, it's more Mashmah that is a Chiv, just like Purim is. Raminuchos Taniyo, the Tainis, Paragalaf Lachidal writes, Kolashoy Betainis, Arizalino Gidunum Atsman, Lukal Rosha, Velaya Semech Vatoif Leif, Ela Doig Vainain. It says that when a person's immersed in a fast, he shouldn't enjoy himself too much and have Kalas Rosh and be Semech Vatoif Leif. He should be worried, he should be more serious. So according to what we said, this halacha might only apply to the other tainios, but not to tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is taka freilich and tainis yisoy de machmas b'sumei nisa v'simchas perim. Tainis Esther that falls out on Shabbos were makdim and were misana before. We're not misana on Shabbos. Like the Rambam Paskins in the fifth parak of Taniyos Halacha Hey, and even though all the other tzomas that fall out on Shabbos, we are doche to after Shabbos, like the Rambam says. So what's the pshat? The answer is the cholat tzomas we say akdum et poranasa la makdimin, like it says in Megillah Hey Amid Aleph. We don't be makdim poranias, so we push them off. It's a sad day, we push it off. But Taniyos Esther is in a gedur yom poranas, so therefore you're makdim and you're not ma'acher. The Magid Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that if the 14th is that if Tainus Esther falls out on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to fast on Sunday because it's Purim, not like our reason of it just not being a sad day. The Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Taanios Halacha Hey that if the 13th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, makdimim umisanim bechamishi shehi shehu achadasar. If the 13th is on Shabbos, then you go back 2 days and you fast on the 11th. The Rishonim have been arguing this. Look in the Orchas Chaim, Orchas Megillah Chavav, that the minhag of most of province France, Rov Eretz Provincia. So what's the Shavuot of the Machlokas? Whether you fast Tainus Esther on Erev Shabbos or on Thursday if it falls out on Shabbos. So to explain the Machlokas, we can make the following Chakira in a Tainus that's Nidche. Is the new day a Kiyum in that Din Tainus? Rather, the kiyum was nidche to a different day that's nearby, but it's not a takana chadasha bifnei atzma. Or is it an andra tainus? It's a different tainus. Is it a new day but the same tainus, or is it a different tainus and it's a takana bifnei atzma that when a tainus falls out on Shabbos, you're misane a different tainus in its place? So if the dechia as a medidim and meila, it's like automatic and there's no new takana, and it's medine the tainus itself, then it's going to be pushed off to the day that's next door, that's samuch tainus Esther. It's going to be pushed off to Erev Shabbos. And it's like any fast that falls out on Erev Shabbos that you're misan on Erev Shabbos. But if it's a new takana, that they are metakan a new tainus, so it's pshita that lechatchila, Chazal are not going to be metakan a tainus that its entire zman is Erev Shabbos. In other words, this new gather of a fast, that it's when it falls out on Shabbos, now you have a new fast on Erev Shabbos. Chazal aren't going to be metakan lechatchila a fast on Erev Shabbos. We don't want you to go into Shabbos when you're meune, when you're suffering. So in the mail, according to that, you'd be makdim to Thursday. And it's interesting that for this reason, the grach was machmir, Chaim HaLevi, not to get an aliyah and a tainus tzibur that was pushed off to Thursday. Why? Because maybe the ikar tainus is really on Friday and it's a bracha levatala. Isn't that interesting? He was choshish that really it's Friday, and today, Thursday, it's a bracha levatal. Kupanim, we should be selchem yitzhashem, lilmod ulelamed, lishum avalasos, ulekayim is kultivrei, salmet taras uviahavo, amen viamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and best of all.